As promised, we're joined right now by the undefeated WBC heavyweight champion of the world, 39-0, 38 by KO. He won the National Gold Gloves title in just his 16th amateur fight. An Olympic bronze medalist, the founder, chairman, and CEO and leader of the Bomb Squad. He's facing Luis "The Real King Kong" Ortiz, Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. It is a fight on Showtime. Deontay Wilder is my guest. Deontay, good to have you back. How are you?
Man, good to be back, man. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Dude, I'm doing great. It's great to hear your voice. You're about 48 hours out from stepping into the ring against Luis Ortiz. So bring me up to date. How's your fight week going? Are you enjoying it, or are you just itching to get that fight going right now?
Man, my fight week been going great. I've been doing a lot of interviews, a lot of talking. So, but you know, that's part of the game. You know, that's the exciting part about it. I enjoy, you know, promoting the fights and being able to speak what I say in existence. And come Saturday night, that's exactly what I would do. I speak it, believe it, and I'm gonna receive it. So come Saturday night, it's gonna be very explosive. I'm looking to knock him out and make my record to go to 40-0 with 39 KOs. This is definitely a fight that no one cannot miss. And, oh, my God, this is right here reviving the heavyweight division right here. We have the most exciting heavyweight champion in America right here, and he's about to put on a great performance against King Kong himself.
My man, Deontay Wilder, I love that. 39-0, 38 by knockout, and you just called your shot. Listen, there is no denying your punching power. We know this. You don't win 38 of 39 fights by knockout without that kind of power. And to that point, you've said that you say two prayers before every single fight. What are the two prayers about?
Well, one is a team prayer, and the other one is an individual prayer. And my individual prayer goes in the lines of, Lord, I want to knock my opponent out, but I don't want to hurt him to where he can't go to his family, because at the end of the day, I want to go back to my family. This sport that we're in, you know, anything can happen in the ring. We risk our lives for others' entertainment. And that's why I tell people we must respect all fighters, no matter what caliber of fighter or what level they are. We must respect them because they're risking their lives each and every time they step in that ring. And that's what I pray for. I pray for us to get in the ring and leave just as, you know, get in the ring healthy and leave healthy as well, too. And, you know, we must do this because this is a dangerous sport that we're in.
Deontay Wilder joining us. Now, you're the only reigning American heavyweight world champion. It was a division that the Americans dominated for so long, but then there was that run of nearly a decade without an American champion until you came along. What's it mean to you to be the only American heavyweight world champion right now?
I mean, it's a great feeling. It feels real good to be at the top of my division, to be the main guy in America. But, you know, I'm a type of person that I don't like to shine by myself. I don't like to share the spotlight by myself. I love others to share with me. And hopefully that will happen. You know, I'm motivating a lot of people. We got a lot of great American fighters here in America that we probably haven't heard of yet, but they're on their way to the top, and they're working so hard, just as I did, to claim this spot. And I'm looking forward to my other American brothers to claim their name to fame in this sport. So that will be not only just one champion, but there will be other, you know, great prospects that's coming up that the world would know about, and they can also mention their names as well.
Now, Deontay Ortiz is regarded as one of the toughest guys in the division, and you've even said, quote, he's supposed to be the boogeyman in the heavyweight division. You were supposed to fight him back in November, but he was pulled from the card because of a failed drug test. He's had two failed drug tests in 3 years, so how confident are you that he'll be clean when he steps between the ropes on Saturday?
I really can't say how confident I am in it because, you know, I don't know, man. This is something that you just have to hope for the best, because only thing that scares me about Ortiz is that they're talking about blood pressure pills. Now, keep in mind, he's only mentioned that he got on blood pressure pills when it was time to fight me. We didn't hear about blood pressure pills his last fight. We didn't hear about the last fight before that, nor the last fight before that. But when he fight the champion Deontay Wilder, we hear about blood pressure pills. And if those that don't understand and know understand blood pressure pills, not only does it work for a certain condition that he says, but it's also a masking agent to other things that could be taken. That's why he's got, you know, that was one of the delays for the first time, because he was talking about these blood pressure pills and he got caught, but he was covering something else up, you know. So Bala been doing a great job in testing him. They've done it continuously, which I'm glad that they've done. But, you know, you just can never know with these blood pressure bills. So, you know, I'm going to pray and hope for the best, that we get in the ring and we perform and give the people what they want to see, a great performance, and we lead the ring, both of us, healthy, in great condition, and end the night, both come out as heroes.
Deontay Wilder joining us. One more thought about that. When you see a guy who's using PEDs and maybe using them more than one time, what does that tell you about that guy? Does that tell you something about his confidence? Does that tell you that maybe that guy thinks, hey, I need to cheat to win?
Oh, man, you hit the nail right on the head, man. It's definitely about the confidence level. They don't believe in themselves. You know, all these, you know, and it's not just Ortiz. Any athlete, you know, they have to take any drugs that's a banned substance in their field. You know, it's their confidence level. Everybody want to make it to the top. Everybody want to have that thing to bring them, get them an edge over things. They don't want to work nowadays to get it, because, hey, working is hard work, and sometimes it takes longer than to get to the top. So now they want to cheat their way to the top. But my thing is, how can you cheat? How can you take something to make your body do something that it's not supposed to do, and you complete the mission, you complete the task and get the job done? But how can you sit and look at yourself in the mirror and say, I did it, I'm a champion, you know, when you know all along you had help to do it? I just don't understand with these people, especially in a combat sport. I don't feel no fighter or no anybody that's dealing with a combat sport where you have to physically put your hand on a person and do bodily damage to that person, they shouldn't take no drug at all. Now you're really trying to kill someone.
Deontay Wilder, heavyweight champion in the world. You know, you and I have talked over the years about how you got into boxing and the motivation you get from your daughter, Naya, who has battled spina bifida. How is she doing these days?
Oh, my God. My princess she's growing up and becoming a beautiful young lady. You know, she's about to turn 13 March the 20th. And she's doing very well. She's doing well in school. She's growing up into getting up in the age, you know, dealing with the bigger school, dealing with the bigger world, different people, you know, learning her class regimen and routines of how she's doing it. So she's living, man. I'm so proud of her. And every time I look at her, she gives me the motivation. She still inspired me to this day that if she could do it, Daddy can do it. And while Daddy inspires the world to believe it, Daddy can do it, then they can do it. So we work hand-in-hand as a team still to this day.
We're talking to Deontay Wilder, the heavyweight champion of the world. You know, before you go, you talked about how you want to speak something into existence. You've never been shy to make a prediction about a fight because, as you've said, I love saying what I do before it happens, because when it does happen, I want people to say, yo, he really meant what he said. He made sure that it did happen. You touched on it at the very top. Tell me again, what's Saturday look like and feel like to you right now? How is this going to go down?
Oh, my God, especially after this press conference we just had. See, the thing about me, keep me calm, cool, and collective. Don't make it personal for me. When a fighter wants to speak his piece and he be rude, especially after I've blessed you with the opportunity to fight for this world title, and you turn into being disgraceful, now it become a problem. Now I take it personal, and that's what Luis Ortiz did. I didn't have to bless him with this opportunity. I could have went elsewhere, especially after he failing a drug test twice. I could have chose somebody else, but I chose to give him this opportunity for his daughter, because he had a daughter that had a mental problem as well, too. So out of the kindness of my heart, I said, I still wanted to fight you. So he made it perfect. He's been ungrateful. And like I said, we're looking to knock Luis Ortiz out come Saturday night, cold out as well, too. And that's what I mean. That's what I feel. And that's what I'm going to say and predict. So come Saturday night, the world can look for another knockout from the Bomb Squad, baby.
Bomb Squad, you called your shot. One last thought. What did he say to you at the press conference that was so disrespectful?
Well, the thing about him, you know, saying that, you know, somebody else gave him, you know, the public gave him a shot, and how he was being being disrespectful, just the thought of me just giving him the opportunity to fight for this title, saying everything, you know, it's a lot of other things that he said that I wouldn't say, you know, on this phone to this channel, you know, but we take heed to that. We see the opportunity I blessed him with, and we don't think he's grateful for it. So we're going to have to spank him. We're going to spank him.
There's a price to be paid on Saturday night. Deontay Wilder is the undefeated WBC heavyweight champion of the world, 39-0, 38 by KO. That fight is 9 p.m. Eastern Saturday on Showtime. Champ, nice to have you back. Good luck this weekend. Always good to talk to you.
My man, same here, man. Blessings.
You too. Deontay Wilder, you too, my man. He is the founder, chairman, CEO, and leader of the Bomb Squad.
Bomb Squad!
Deontay Wilder.